Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here. Welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and it has been an amazing day. I'm trying to operate two different devices today. Just really running into a couple of roadblocks this year, but okay. It is all good. So, happy Wednesday to everyone. It's hump day, as they say. It's the middle of the week. And I just want everybody to be encouraged. Here at So Real, we keep it real daily. And we raise our standards and we change our status each and every day by living a life that is more Christ-like. The Word tells us to live Christ-like lives. And how many of us can truly say that we do that? How many of us really value what God has done for us, what Christ did for us when he went to that cross, what even other people, do we value what other people do for us or even mean to us in our lives? But what's the value of it? So are you valuable? Are you valuable? Or are you just in the circle of people because of what you have, because of what you can bring to the table as far as what your gifts are, your talents? Maybe you're great with arts and crafts, or maybe you have beautiful penmanship, or maybe you have a great speaking voice and they, you know, use you to do a lot of the talking, or maybe they have you in the circle because of who you know, not so much what you know, but you're connected to someone that they're trying to get to. Are you valuable, and what value is that? What is your worth? What are you worth to others and to yourself? What do you value with your time, you know, with your friends and family? Is it valuable to you? Does it mean anything to you to value your time with your family? It's important for us to connect to our families, people, and I encourage you to continue on that and to value the relationship that you have with Christ, to value what he's done for us, the sacrifices he made for us by getting into the Word. The value of the Word is amazing, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about going to the Father, and that is the Father in heaven. Here at So Real, we are believers in Christ. We are believers in the Father in heaven, and we know that he came and gave his life that we may have eternal life, and I find value in that. There's much value, and that is why I strive to live a better life. I strive to live a life more pleasing in his eyes and not so much what other people think about what I'm doing. Everyone has a place in the church body. Everyone. Your gift, your talent, your something, because God made each and every one of us special. It's unique. And the way that we are is peculiar to some people, okay? So the value of you is based on the people who are around you is what we think. But the value of you is who you have in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So no worldly person can devalue me as long as I have Christ in me and I'm living the life according to the will and the word that he has for me with the purpose and the plan that he has for me. Then there's nothing that anyone can do to me. They said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Ladies and gentlemen, use the word as your weapon. God calls the Bible, the word, the sword. And you can fight it. That joke is two-edged. And so you can get them going and coming. You just cut them off. But don't use that sword that's in your mouth, that slippery, slithering something in your mouth that can cut people as well. And with your judgment, with your cynical comments and sarcastic ways and comments. We need to stop that. We need to quit devaluing what we see other purposes God has for them. And because they're walking and diligent in it, usually people think you're crazy when you're walking in the will of God because they don't understand it, or maybe they can't do what you're doing, or they can't endure the things that God has placed in your presence. God says he will not give you more than you can bear. And we've spoken about this many, many times. And I get excited about what God is doing in my life. I don't know about you, but just seeing the things that he's allowed, even. I'm going to say allowed because, you know, with Job, there was a conversation between the devil and the Lord. You know, that he was wandering around looking for something to get into, and the Lord told him, God said, you know, what you doing? He already knew, but he's like, what's up, D? What's up? He's like, I ain't got nobody to mess with. And had you considered my servant Job is how they had a conversation. I heard my platinum talking about that today, and that was just so amazing how things just tie in. And, you know, you wonder what should you share with others? What is the place that we should be talking? It just amazes me how God ties the conversations that are going on in other places that just match, you know? When you listen to a sermon at your church and then you get off from church and maybe you turn on TD Jakes and you want to play back what he did that morning and you hear the sermon is similar to what your pastor taught, and then you go to Bible study and then your teacher, the teacher or the ministry leader is teaching the same thing that you just talked about to your homeboys or homegirls at your job or just maybe a friend and you gave them some advice and you were wondering if it was on point and you get to Bible study and it's right on point. So it's just amazing. That lets you know those are confirmations, people. They're confirmations that God knows what he's doing, and he has his soldiers who are not afraid nor ashamed to share. We should not be ashamed to share what God has done. And when I first got sick, I posted a picture of me in my neck brace, and, you know, it was kind of scary, and a lot of my family, you know, they couldn't handle it. And so I posted a picture, and one of my relatives, they called me and they were like, take that picture down. You don't want people to see you like that. You know, you might lose your job or whatever the case. I lost my job anyway. So we need to let people see what God can do. And because people didn't see me from the beginning, they didn't believe that there was anything wrong with me. When they didn't see me from the beginning, I had my physician here, they didn't contact him right out the bat. They didn't let him know right out the bat that I was even sick or even in Tyler. They didn't contact him or tell him anything that was going on. And so he couldn't see me when all of it first happened. Therefore, he didn't know what to do. The charts were coming up missing. They were leaving out notes. They kept documenting what they thought it was rather than what it really could have been. And it was just so much confusion. And so the value of my word, the value of me saying what was going on with me, no one found value in that because it wasn't what they wanted to hear. I couldn't offer them anything. And as soon as my insurance ran out, they dismissed me because there was no more value left in me. They couldn't get the amount of money that they wanted from the insurance companies, but there was nothing wrong with me. So the insurance company was like, there's nothing wrong with them. Why are you keeping them for 3 weeks? You know, but you need to send us to the house because we're going to send you no more money. Well, I digress, as they say. Find the value in you, but people around you, think about your circle and why you are in that circle. Why are you connected to those people? Do you stay in there because you're comfortable? Maybe you realize that the value of you may be people using you, and you're just like, well, at least here I know what they're going to do to me. At least here I know what they expect of me. Or maybe it's because you don't want to do any more than you're doing. You know, let them believe that I can't do this and that. That way people don't ask me nothing. I've heard a lot of leaders say stuff like that, even on their job. You know, they're like, shoot, if I act like I don't know, then they won't ask me nothing. But how else will we grow, people? How else will we become more valuable? You have to become an asset to a company when they get ready to downsize and they see you only can do this and you've been here for 15 years and you can only do this. Then you're not valuable to them anymore because you didn't choose to learn or to grow in any other areas. You have to continue to grow, people, just like it is with the relationship with God, and it's so important. God tells us to come to him, and we need to be come to him with a thankful heart so that we can enjoy his presence, because if we come all burdened down and attitude, bringing all our trash from all day, we mad at this person and that person, and we coming with all of this mouth full of nothing, and you can't enjoy the presence of God. God can't speak to you with your mind full of just crazy. He can't speak with you with your heart full of hate and bitterness. You're not gonna enjoy the presence. You're not gonna enjoy his presence. You'll be there, and you'll be sitting and go to Bible study, but you got all this on your brain, and, you know, your job, your friends, your kids, your spouse, your whatever. But you can't go to him. You have to go to him with a thankful heart, can enjoy his presence, be free. That's why you have to get into your secret place, your quiet place, in order to talk with God and to share with him and let him speak to you. This is the day that the Lord has made. I want you to rejoice and be glad in it. Who are you allowing in your space, people? Who are you allowing in your circle, in your ear? Who are you around, and who are you around that even refuses to be worry-free? God says to be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything. Let tomorrow worry about itself, okay? So who do you know that can't be happy unless there's chaos and crazy going on? Encourage them and yourself to search their heart, to realize all that has happened in their lives has been to prepare them in you, even for the bad choices that have been made by us. We have to know that it's been to prepare us for our coming, for our next. And we have to appreciate and anticipate the abundant blessings and to be willing to be accepting in the difficult times, people. We have to really be willing to go through these things in order for it to build our faith. It has to. Those things are building our faith in our relationship with Christ. So remember the scripture of Philippians 4 and 19, and then, of course, 6 and 7. But the scripture is just amazing. It just says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And, of course, Psalm says, I'm sorry, I had a phone call, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Jesus Christ. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving, let your request be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. And that's Philippians. Well, this is Madeline Bass, and I'm Empowering Your Mind. This is So Real with Matt. And we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status and raising our standards. God bless you.